Good morning. I'm Alan Lytle, 91.3 WUKY News. It's time for our weekly Capital Chat with the editor and publisher of the Frankfort-based Kentucky Gazette, Laura Culling Glasscock. Good morning, Laura.
Good morning, Alan.
Well, obviously, we had some drama on Friday about the pension bill. What can we look toward this coming week here with the session?
Yeah, Friday the Senate was supposed to vote on the pension bill, and they didn't. Instead, it was sent back to the State and Local Government Committee. So I guess they're ironing out some differences there. That suggests that there aren't the votes to pass it out of the Senate yet. And, of course, it is a Senate bill, so it hasn't been to the House, which could cause some problems. There are only 13 days left in this legislative session.
And you told me that the deadline to submit a new bill is passed. So what you got is what you got.
That's right. The deadline to file new bills passed a couple weeks ago in both chambers.
So that means you have to take an existing piece of legislation and alter it, correct?
That's right. That's right. At this point, and sometimes what happens is lawmakers will file bills that don't have a lot of content. They're called shell bills, and then they fill in the details later.
All right. And speaking of details, obviously, the education lobby has been really heavy against this pension bill. What do you think happens during the week?
Well, I don't know. There were a number of floor amendments put on the bill, several floor amendments, and one, which was sponsored by Democratic Senator Dorsey Ridley, restored that 1.5% cost of living adjustment for teachers.
And that's obviously something that they would like to see restored, for sure.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's why they rallied, one of the reasons they rallied in Frankfort and made so much noise to get that change put in. But again, those amendments suggest that there's need for more work to get the membership on board to pass it. To your point about Senator Stivers, the Republicans do control the chamber by a large majority. And again, this suggests that within the Republican ranks, there might be some dissension.
Okay, regarding the budget itself, the two-year spending plan, it has passed the House, but it obviously has run into trouble in the Senate as well.
The Senate will be busy this week for sure. They're going to have to take up the budget bills. There are three of them, of course, one for each branch of government. And the House passed all three. The executive branch budget is about $22 billion, and it outlines the spending plan for the next 2 years. House Bill 203 is the judicial branch budget bill, and it passed as well. And House Bill 204, which is the legislative budget bill, passed. So all three of those budget bills are now in the Senate, and the senators will have to take those up this week, along with recrafting the pension bill. So they're going to be busy. And Alan, there's still no tax reform on the horizon. In January, Democratic House member Jim Wayne, who's from Louisville, introduced an omnibus reform bill that's going nowhere. It's been sitting all session, and all the co-sponsors are Democrats as well, including Lexington Democrats Kelly Flood, George Brown Jr., and Ruth Ann Palumbo. They sponsored that bill. But again, with Republicans in control of the State House, Representative Wayne's bill is not going anywhere.
And that's about all the time that we will have for today's Capital Chat. Our guest has been Laura Culling Glasscock, the editor and publisher of the Frankfort-based Kentucky Gazette. And you can hear our entire conversation at WUKY.org. Have a great week ahead, Laura.
Thanks, Alan. You too.